Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. And Rick, remind us what your website is, please.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer.com.
So check that out, folks. And you can find his books, Beyond the Wall of Resistance and Why Don't You Want What I Want, and all, and his work on change, his work on influencing the Gestalt work that you've been doing with the Gestalt Institute. All that's there too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So check all that out, folks. It's good stuff. Rick, what can we learn about influencing? I know one of the things you've been working on is the interesting part about how actors step into a character, the way actors assume the persona of their character. How can we use that kind of of method in the marketplace?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because it's something that I invite my clients to do quite often. And if you think of Anthony Hopkins, great actor, he played Hannibal Lecter.
Silence of the Lambs.
Exactly. And as far as I can tell, Anthony Hopkins is nothing like Hannibal Lecter. You know, but he had to do something to be able to play him. And I think what he did, and this is something actors do, is they step in the shoes of Hannibal Lecter or of Romeo or of whoever. And they say, what does the world look like through Romeo's eyes or Lady Macbeth's eyes or whoever? And if you do it if you stand there and you're using judgment and go, well, I'm an evil person, that's not what it looks like through his eyes. So you've got to back up and say, what does it look like through my eyes? And I'll do that with clients and say, all right, so you're having a hard time with this one supplier. Why don't you play that person? I'll ask you a few questions. And so what's that supplier's name? They'll say, Hank. Say, okay, so you're now Hank. Hank, what's it like to do business with Jim and his company? And suddenly you're starting to answer these questions, and you don't know where the answers are coming from, and it's like you've got this storehouse of knowledge somewhere in the deep recesses of your brain. It's just kind of the synapses are dusty. And I'm amazed how often my clients, you know, can get a pretty good picture of what might be on that client, that potential customer or supplier's mind, what the issues are, what the pitfalls are, what keeps them awake at night. And it only takes a few minutes. I mean, I'm not talking about a big deal, and you can do it in the privacy of your own car. I mean, you don't have, this is not a big public display of anything. And I do it with engineers. I've done it with rocket scientists, literally rocket scientists. So it's, and even they, you know, it may seem a little wacko to them at first, and they do it, and they do it really well, and they learn stuff they didn't know.
The thing that if you're in sales, one of your tendencies is to think about what you have to sell. And that's not the way your customer, your prospect thinks about what you sell.
Right.
They think about, they may not even be thinking about how they're going to use what you sell, which that might be your next logical step to take. But what they might be thinking about is could this influence one of their customers? How could this capability or this product or this tool or this color or whatever, how could it be influencing their customer? That's the reason why, you know, I talk to people about helping your customers help their customers.
Yeah.
And if you can get that into your head, Rick, you can start doing some of the things you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely right. And anything
because
that can get us
because
out
you
of
can't do that. You can't do that if all you can think about, if all you if you only talk about the product of the month, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah, you're talking about you, and it's your own desire to make a sale, and people pick that up, and they hate it. But man, when somebody gets me, and they get the frustration I have with something, and I don't feel like an idiot for talking to them about it, I'm much more likely, to call them again, to buy from them, do all of that. But man, when they just
you drop your shields when that happens.
Yeah, and that's a good thing because they're proving that they're trustworthy enough that I can drop my shield.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Rick, give us the website again, please.
Sure thing. www.rickmaurer.com.
Thank you for helping us with this today. This conversation about influence and getting inside the heads of our customers. We appreciate it very much, Rick. See you next time.
You're welcome. Okay.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing off for just this hour from the Insperity Championship. And I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship. I'll be back in the next hour after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.